listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, former senior editor of the New American Magazine, and now writing a blog and books and appearing with us on a regular basis and on other radio programs as well. Certainly one of the most skilled commentators on what's going on today. And before we get to Will, I just wanted to mention this so-called swine flu epidemic. Now, I don't know what this is really all about. I do know that it's a very strange organism that's never been seen before, because it has fragments of human influenza virus, avian influenza virus, and swine influenza virus. We've never seen this before. How would you get something like that? You create it in a laboratory, and people say, this just happens by accident. Ladies and gentlemen, things like this do not happen by accident. They do have programs. They've even gone up into the tundra there and the permafrost to dig up the bodies of the people who died of the influenza back in 1920 that killed between 20 million and 100 million people, and they're working with those viruses in the laboratories. We're doing it just in case it ever comes back. We'll know what to do. Well, what happens if they really, that isn't their motivation? We know that they've created diseases and spread them in the past, and it perfect examples with the diseases that came out of Plum Island, a military laboratory there, and on Plum Island, where Lyme disease in all probability came from. We know that they are working on chronic diseases like chronic fatigue and chronic mycoplasma infections, and we know that there is every evidence that we know that the government was involved in creating AIDS, because people who've been involved in the program have come forward and said it, but you've not heard about them, and the books have been written about this, have been totally suppressed by the controlled media. And we know they produce a vaccine that would make women infertile. They put a chorio-gonadotropin in it, and they used it certainly in the Philippines and in Kenya and probably in many other countries to make women infertile, all part of the population control agenda. We know from a book even published by the NIH called The Health Century by Edward Shorter, that there was a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine. And not only did they, when they knew it was there, did they continue disseminating the contaminated vaccine, but they destroyed the professional career of the woman who discovered it. Why would you do that? Why, she should have been rewarded. She saved a lot of lives, or maybe that wasn't what it was about. We're going to have to wait and see how this thing develops. I just hope and pray that it will be limited, but you never could tell what the evil people who are working behind the scenes are up to. But with that as the background, William, what are we going to talk about today?
I think we should talk about that just a little bit further. People don't realize the extent to which the influenza virus of the that was involved in the outbreak during World War I wrought havoc on the world population. You had the equivalent in terms of the death toll. Actually, sort of rivaled the death toll of the bubonic plague. And one of the things that happened in World War I that made it such a hugely destructive and hugely tragic epidemic was the fact that you had this war raging over in Europe, in which the United States became improvidently involved. We ended up with the war acting as the chief disease vector for the propagation of this huge and destructive plague. You had American doughboys contracting it over in the trenches of Europe, which were perfectly situated to be almost like a petri dish for cultivating this. They contracted it and brought it home, and then others would contract it here and take it back over the across the Atlantic. And, of course, you had huge mass burials and a death count which was over 580,000 American citizens. Most of them had been young and previously very healthy, and adjusted for contemporary terms, you're dealing with over 1.5 million if we were to have a proportionate outbreak today. And so when they're messing around with something that was so largely destructive as that, and as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, there's evidence here that something was done by way of engineering this particular virus, you've got to believe that the very fact that somebody would be doing something of that sort is pretty compelling evidence of malevolent motives. I don't think that there's any health benefit to engineering a chimerical strain of influenza that is a cross-pollination of these four really destructive varieties of flu. You have two different varieties of avian flu and the swine flu, and then the Spanish flu, the so-called Spanish flu of 1918. And the fact that it appears now about 4 or 5 weeks in advance of a planned nationwide exercise and mass inoculation is something that I find, if you will, a very pregnant coincidence. There were in all throughout the region which is most affected by this, which is, of course, the border region of Mexico, there were county health and emergency response teams who were planning on exercises that would involve mass inoculation of people, hundreds of thousands of people in a very brief time frame. And all of a sudden we have them, the people in this region, the population in this region, severely motivated to go out and get some kind of an inoculation on account of the fact that we're being told that this is the beginning of a pandemic. I don't know if we're talking about something that will take on the characteristics of a pandemic, but it once again is really an interesting set of circumstances where you have a virus which was obviously the product of manipulation of the original virus. And the outbreak that happens to coincide with this training exercise, and then you've got as well the fact that there is one of the major providers of the vaccine in Boston, a company called Replicant, that was told a year ago to be prepared for this type of a contingency. They claim to have a technology they developed in a public-private partnership with the government that allows them to anticipate the mutagenic trajectory of a virus 2 or 3 years in advance of the rest of the public. I don't happen to think that that's because these people are so insightful that they can predict these things with such uncanny accuracy. I think you might be talking about people who are 2 or 3 years ahead of the curve of engineering these particular strains of flu. And to that we have to add the fact that at Fort Detrick, which is really ground zero for a lot of this really horrible experimentation with all kinds of disease agents, they're the focus right now of an investigation into the theft or the disappearance of a number of strains of potentially weaponized disease pathogens. This is something that was in the local press just a few days ago, just before the outbreak began. There are all kinds of threads that really have to be pulled on and knitted together into some kind of a tapestry of understanding here. But the thing that we know for sure is that the powers that be are going to capitalize upon this outbreak, however it came about, in order to enhance their powers of collectivizing not only the system of medical treatment, but the emergency response system. And owing to the fact that this interfaces with the Homeland Security apparatus, you're going to see a greater and more radical expansion of the intrusive capacity of the state into our daily lives. And this is something people are going to be, I think, much more responsive to here, because the prospect of being wiped out by a plague, particularly one with the backstory of influenza, when you talk about something within the last century having the impact on human society akin to that of the Black Plague of the 14th century, this is the sort of thing that people would probably be quite responsive to. I know down in Mexico, people are very responsive to the idea of lining up doing as they're told by that particular government. Time magazine today talking about the contrast between now in 1976 when we had the swine flu epidemic under the Ford administration, Time magazine said people are more malleable today when it comes to doing what government tells them to and being receptive to being instructed by government to do things in the name of public health.
Well, let me just comment that they may very well tell you they got a wonderful vaccine. Just by chance, it's just the right vaccine for this organism. Do not take it. Please do not take it. Get a copy of a book called Rainbow Six by Tom Clancy. I want you to promise me you'll get a copy of it, Rainbow Six by Tom Clancy, before you take the vaccine. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, if you'd like to verify what Will was just saying, you can, if you have a search engine on your computer, you simply go up and type in Bill Sardi, S-A-R-D-I, or just Sardi, and swine influenza, Sardi, swine influenza. You'll come up with this article that comments that there was an article written in one of the newspapers, I believe it was in Arizona, on the 19th of March. That's just 4 weeks ago today. On the 19th of March, it said they were planning on a massive trial at immunization. In other words, a sham immunization. And what do you think the date was? It was the 2nd of May. That's just 5 days from now. Isn't it a coincidence? This is all fitting it together. Did somebody have advanced knowledge about what was going on? How can anybody anticipate what the influenza organism is going to do? They can't even from year to year tell you what the strain's going to be. And that's why the vaccine that they manufacture and disseminate usually doesn't do a bit of good because it's for the wrong organism. So how could they possibly anticipate what was going to happen now when nobody's ever been able to do it in the past, and every year they make an influenza vaccine that just doesn't work? Well, be very, very wary if they tell you that they have one that does work or they have other medicine you should take that is going to help you. Read what Tom Clancy wrote in that wonderful story about Rainbow Six. It's fiction, admittedly, but in the foreword to that book, Tom Clancy makes the statement, there's information in this book that the government doesn't want you to know. And there really are people out there who do have this agenda I'm talking about. Read that book. I think it's one of the most chilling books, especially when we see what's going on today. Go right ahead, William.
Oh, I wholeheartedly endorse that recommendation. I read that book in a sitting. As a matter of fact, there are a couple of these books I read in a sitting back to back. One was Executive Orders, and the other was Rainbow Six, which came out right after Executive Orders. They both dealt with wide-scale mass bioterrorism involving engineered viruses that created plagues of literally of biblical proportions here. And the thing that I find really suspicious, I'm glad you name-checked Bill Sardi and you mentioned his article, because I had been in touch with Mr. Sardi over the weekend. I defer to him slavishly when it comes to matters of analyzing the healthcare system and also matters of alternative nutrition. He's very good when it comes to subjects such as vitamin supplementation and things of that sort. And he's tracked this very, very capably, this whole issue of the political exploitation of the influenza virus particularly. But the thing about that article that I find really interesting is that it was, I believe, Guadalupe County, Texas, that they were going to be having this emergency response exercise dealing with the possible outbreak of a really aggressive strain of flu. And you're exactly right, Dr. Stan, when you say that these people who profess to have some kind of Delphic insight into the future of this virus are really playing games with the public's perception, because these people cannot anticipate how these viruses are going to mutate. The only way that they could have some plausible chance of anticipating this is if they're dealing with a virus, the mutation of which is under some kind of clinical control. And the fact that you're dealing here with a chimera, which is to say a virus that has been engineered under laboratory conditions, as a number of people who've analyzed this have said, is quite frankly terrifying. No doubt we're going to be hearing sometime in the near future about some kind of renegade splinter group attached to some conveniently obscure terrorist organization that supposedly has the means to do this. But the fact that you have these pathogens that are missing from Fort Detrick, and Fort Detrick, of course, was the source of the anthrax that was used in the conveniently timed scares back in late 2001 that followed up 9-1-1. We were being told that these were the product of Iraq's bioweapons program when all of the anthrax samples had been milled and produced here in the United States at Fort Detrick. Makes me wonder, once again, who had access and why they're being used now, and the fact that this is also perfectly timed to coincide with this exercise that was planned a long, long time ago has a certain logic to it that suggests that there are elements within the government ruling us here that are responsible for at least orchestrating some of the larger events. They can't control everything down to the most intimate details. This isn't like the X-Files film where the people running the conspiracy, the so-called syndicate, could control everything down to the trajectory of one particularly infected bee that stung one of the characters and left her mortally infected. And these people are not omniscient, they're not omnipotent, they don't control the fall of every sparrow or the trajectory of every infected bee. But they can, at the margins, influence some of the larger events, and those things that they don't influence, they can certainly capitalize on. And right now, of course, what they're looking for is some way to pull back on the reins and sink the bit into the teeth of the public that's getting a little bit restive and out of control right now, owing to the fact that we're not taking kindly to the notion of having all of our money siphoned away and thrown at the feet of Wall Street. And there is a growing backlash and a number of other fronts, too, having to do with basic civil liberties issues, such as torture. And these things have all been knocked off of the headlines, or at least said below the fold of the newspapers and perhaps in the second or third segments of TV news. They've been really knocked off the top 10 or top 15 returns on most of the Internet news search engine features, by virtue of the fact that people are worried right now about the prospect of some kind of a pandemic. And this is a fear that really is quite primal. In writing about this subject in my blog, I've talked about something that I've referred to on a couple of occasions before, about the difficulty people have of conceptualizing a lot of the threats that are being used to rally, or at least to terrify, the public. The nuclear threat, for instance, is one that was really quite oppressive, but it was very abstract. It really isn't the sort of thing that, unless you're a victim or a survivor of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, or unless that there's some kind of acute superpower clash going on right now, that's not the sort of thing that really has a lot of resonance with people. The same thing is true with the prospect of environmental catastrophes. Most of those are largely hypothetical. Most people don't really pay that much attention to the weather. They'll pay attention to a chemical spill. They'll pay attention to things in their immediate neighborhood. But when you get to the level of so-called global consciousness, most people aren't going to subscribe to Al Gore's theory. This should be the single central unifying principle of all humanity, the rescue of the earth. I mean, particularly when you're dealing with flitigious hypocrites like Al Gore with Sasquatch-sized carbon footprints trying to tell the rest of us how to live. And when you're talking about mass terrorism, once again, that has a lot of shock value, right, at the immediate aftermath of an incident like 9/11. And, of course, that had a certain set of ripples that extended for years on end. But they're very limited value because most people are not going to be victims of terrorism in anything other than perhaps a communal sense. We were all outraged over 9/11, and it punctured our sense of invulnerability. It left us feeling violated and outraged that this happened on our home soil. But in a really intimate way, it didn't affect us unless we had friends or family members who were victims. But when you're talking about the idea of a mass plague, that's something that really clutches at the vitals of people, because we're all sick from time to time. We all know what it is to be sickly and feeble and helpless. We all know what it feels like, for instance, when you're afflicted with the flu in particular, where you're feverish, you have difficulty breathing. It's a terrible, terrible sensation. And the idea that out there at a level well beyond our ability to perceive, there's this aggressive pathological army that can take us down, that's really scary.
And, of course, it can affect any one of us. And I think that, well, we'll be back in just a moment with Will Grieg right here at Genesis.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot, and you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest this afternoon is Will Grigg from, well, we're going to ask Will if he'll go ahead and get his blog site out there so people would know how to get his material and certainly how to get the book. We actually carry his book, Liberty and Eclipse. It's an excellent book. You can get it through Will, you can get it through us, but get it and read it and understand that freedom is under attack today. All we need is one major international crisis, maybe an international epidemic, and they could snuff out liberty, unlike, of course, yesterday's sunset. Go right ahead, Will.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is willgrigg.com, and that's basically a portal that will lead you to my blog and a number of other things. If you go to willgrigg.com, look at the left-hand side of the page, and there's a list of external links, and at the top of that list is a link to my daily blog, which is called Pro Libertate. I call it a daily blog, although a more accurate way of describing it would be a blog that is updated between 3 and 5 times a week. I updated it very early this morning or very late last night, depending upon where you're at in the time zones, with an article dealing with the political exploitation of this presumptive plague. I don't know, once again, and I want to emphasize that we're at a very ambiguous point in the development of the story, and I am certainly not somebody who has expertise comparable to yours, Dr. Stan, or that of Bill Sardi, with respect to the specific issues of how disease would originate and how it would propagate itself. But I do think that I have some useful things to say about the way that this is going to be exploited and the way it's already being exploited. So if you go to willgrigg.com you click on the link to Pro Libertate, those who are interested in reading what I have to say about the etiology, if you will, of the political disease we're dealing with, might find something of use in that essay. And as well, if you read to the end of the essay or any of the other essays of Pro Libertate, there is a link to my book, Liberty in Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State. It is available through Radio Liberty, and I really am grateful for the fact that you're carrying it, Dr. Stan. It's also available through Amazon.com. You can go to my blog and read to the end and find that link that will take you to Amazon.com to order it directly. The book's about 300 pages long. It's not the most difficult book in the world to read. I'm told that it's 300 pages that goes by very quickly because it's such a horrifying topic, unfortunately. But the fact that we have an interface now between the world of corporatist medicine and healthcare and the Homeland Security State is something that I touch upon very briefly in the book, but it's the reality that's staring us in the face right now, because one of the things that could make vivid and effective this apparatus of international control and national control would be the prospect of a huge and very destructive plague. And the fact that we're dealing here with an engineered pathogen, that's something that really makes this story horrifying to me, is that you've got what appears to be the footprint of a malevolent actor here in the emergence of this influenza virus. So I think that if people are interested in learning a little bit more about the larger issues here, they could benefit from reading Liberty and Eclipse and understand the role that the Homeland Security State is playing in this and other crises that we're probably going to be dealing with. Some of them manufactured and some of them incidental, excuse me, to the collapse of the financial system that we're dealing with right now. And I think that those are some of the things that are being shoved aside by this emerging story of the so-called pandemic. These things do tend to travel in groups. Every time you have, for instance, war, you're going to have pestilence. War and pestilence tend to be saddle partners. They're two of the horsemen of the apocalypse. They tend to ride in tandem. And as I mentioned, during World War One, when we had these hundreds of thousands of Americans going over to Europe at a time when you had the static trench line in the European front, which was just perfectly situated and perfectly designed to cultivate and propagate disease, you ended up with a huge global pandemic that was, in 1918, something of a rival in terms of the mortality rate to the Black Death. And during the age of the Black Death, you had a lot of the ruling elites capitalizing on the circumstances that existed in order to impose greater restrictions on the feudal serfs, the vassals over whom they had command. They would increase fees and taxes and tolls. They would increase the rate of enclosure. And the way it worked is that you had greater rates of dispossession and a more deep sense of destitution on the part of the feudal class, and that's one of the reasons why this ended up driving the body count so high, is that in order to protect themselves, the feudal elite of that period undertook all kinds of measures that took even more away from the feudal serfs, who had very little to begin with. And we're in somewhat analogous to the situation right now, in that over the last year and a half or so, in order to service the interests of the politically connected elites in Wall Street that are responsible for engineering this huge financial catastrophe, the government, acting through the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department just last year, and I will not stop talking about this until people get properly outraged about it, last year they managed to siphon away almost the entire equivalent of the equivalent of the entire gross domestic product of the United States. You had the Federal Reserve and Treasury Department, which are really running the economy right now, either lend, spend, or promise, that is to guarantee, an equivalent of something like $13 trillion in order to bail out the banks and the financial institutions. We had a gross domestic product last year that was just a little under $14 trillion. And so you're within, really, if you want to take a look at the larger economic trends, almost like a rounding error here, of turning over the entire gross domestic product to the people who are the thieves running our economy. And at the same time, you've had all kinds of supplementary restrictions being placed upon the productive classes here in the United States. We're facing literal dispossession. We're facing the restrictions of what we can do by way of travel and by way of trying to give ourselves adequate financial and physical mobility to make a living today. In order to make a living in an economic downturn like this, people need to be mobile. People need to be able to get from point A to point B. And if we end up now with a disease element added to this mix that would result in radical draconian restrictions on our travel and mass quarantines, and perhaps the we've already got quarantines of families going on now with very, very small footprint of this disease in the United States right now. You want to talk about a grotesque overreaction? They're already quarantining families. There are, of course, operational plans for quarantining entire communities in the event that the so-called proper authorities declare a national emergency of that magnitude. But in order to get from point A to point B, it's going to become very, very difficult now if the government adds this element to the existing restrictions that we're seeing imposed on travel. And if you want to take a look at how this might work in the most cynical possible scenario, think of the fact that if you travel anywhere in the United States right now with a large amount of cash in your possession, and if you're going to be addressing the financial situation that exists right now, I'd recommend you take your money with you rather than trust it to a bank. But if you're traveling with a large amount of cash and you're stopped by a law enforcement officer, the fact that you have a large amount of cash is taken as prima facie evidence that it is illegally obtained cash. Under existing legal decisions that have been rendered by federal courts, they can confiscate through asset forfeiture a large amount of cash on the assumption that the existence of that large amount of cash in the possession of a motorist is sufficient evidence that it was obtained somehow through drug trafficking or drug-related illicit commerce. So if you couple that with the fact that we're probably going to end up with some kind of travel restrictions somewhere in the United States in the event we have a pandemic, it's going to be almost impossible for people to enjoy any kind of the mobility necessary in order to try to find suitable employment. It's becoming more and more difficult to find in a lot of places in this country. You have to be able to get to where the work is. And so we're really going to find ourselves more increasingly tied to a system that is going to be regimenting everything that we can do, up to and including the fundamental freedom of movement necessary to be regarded as free people. And you take a look at some of the things that have happened with respect to the suspicionless checkpoints that have been set up by the Border Patrol well within the borders of the United States. There was this episode involving...
Well, we're just about out of time. Hang on to that thought. We'll get to it in just a moment.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Will Grigg. And go right ahead, Will. We've got about 6 minutes.
All right. I was talking about the fact that there are multitudinous restrictions being placed on our basic ability to travel and our basic security of persons and property here under this homeland security regime we're dealing with right now, and that these restrictions are going to grow and become much more onerous and much more obnoxious as a result of the addition now of the fear of a pandemic as one of the rationales for increasing government scrutiny and government control over our lives. And I was just about to talk about what happened with Pastor Stephen Anderson from Tempe, who's the Baptist pastor who was arrested and beaten at a Border Patrol checkpoint outside of Yuma a couple of weeks ago. Mr. Anderson is a man in his mid-20s who's a full-time lay pastor by choice. He pastors an independent Baptist church in Tempe, Arizona, and he also has a private business as a security alarm installer that takes him all throughout the southwestern United States. He goes through Arizona, New Mexico, and into Texas, and also into California. He spends a lot of time traveling along the southern latitudes of the United States, and he keeps running into Border Patrol checkpoints that are established 50, 60, 70, 100 miles inside the border of the United States. Now, according to the Border Patrol, our borders actually extend 100 miles inward. They're not merely manning the borders in order to prevent, to the extent that they can, the ingress of illegal immigrants or suspected terrorists or criminals or people of that sort. They actually run warrantless, suspicionless checkpoints 100 miles inside the United States. The assumption being that your Fourth Amendment rights against unlawful search and your Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination don't apply when they set up a suspicionless checkpoint. This is something that goes on as well with state and local police agencies, and also the military is getting involved in a lot of these checkpoints for DUI and seatbelt violations, child safety seat violations, just about any rationale you can devise. We've been acculturated now to expecting the occasional checkpoint and the occasional your papers please demand. Well, Stephen Anderson is not a person who is inclined to bear that kindly and lightly, and so when he went through this checkpoint a couple of weeks ago, he was told that he would have to go through a secondary inspection point because he refused to permit the search of his car without a warrant or without probable cause. And he simply refused to cooperate, which, of course, is the sovereign right of every American individual. It doesn't matter what the policy is. The Constitution does not change, irrespective of the policies which are enacted by the various federal agencies or law enforcement agencies on their own supposed authority. And so he ended up in a situation where the windows of his car were shattered. He was thrown face first into shattered glass, tasered repeatedly, handcuffed with his face bleeding on account of his face being shoved into shattered glass. And he was told that his very refusal to respond to these questions made him suspicious. Well, the fact is, his refusal to answer questions, I think, would make him anything other than suspicious, because most people who have something to hide will hide it and then try to misdirect you away from something they're trying to hide rather than simply refusing on the basis of their rights as a citizen to cooperate with an illicit, unconstitutional inquiry. And then we had that episode in St. Louis with the Ron Paul volunteer who was traveling with a large amount of money and didn't want to disclose that fact because he was aware of the fact that federal officials have sticky fingers. The TSA has sticky fingers when it comes to personal valuables being sent along with air travelers. Whether you're talking about electronics or jewelry or cash, these things tend to disappear. And by virtue of the fact that he stood on his rights as an American citizen, he ended up being detained and being treated as a criminal suspect because he was carrying a large amount of money that he had raised as part of an event with the Campaign for Liberty. What these things illustrate, the difficulty that we're having now in reasonably tranquil times in asserting our fundamental right to travel. And now we're going to be talking about people potentially being treated as individual disease vectors. And because of the fact that there is this receptivity on the part of the public to some kind of government intervention to save us from the diseases and to save us from the plagues that pathogens inflict upon us, I think people are going to be more receptive to the idea now of checkpoints, of inspections, of restrictions being placed on travel. And these things are very, very dangerous at any time, but they're particularly dangerous now, and they're particularly a particular nuisance now, because people have got to be able to travel. They've got to be able to get up and move where economic opportunity takes them. And we're going to become more and more enslaved by these invisible shackles of the regulatory and homeland security state, precisely at the time we need to be lighter on our feet and more able quickly to adapt to our economic circumstances and to take advantage of opportunities wherever they may materialize geographically. And on top of that, if you just want to take a look at the fundamental issue of what defines an individual as a free person, going all the way back to 1215 or even earlier, the Magna Carta and before, it was understood that one of the basic rights of a free citizen, a free person, is to be able to travel, without giving an account of where he's going or where he's been. This is something that's a very ancient right that was codified in the Magna Carta. It's part of our constitutional heritage and our constitutional tradition. And, of course, the mind-your-own-business attitude is very much integral to what makes us dispositionally Americans.
I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're out of time, but thank you so very much, and I think you're absolutely right. These concepts of freedom, which are unique to America, are progressively being eroded under one guise or another, either fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, hiding in a cave over there, or protecting us from the latest disease that perhaps was produced in a government laboratory. Well, anyway, thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you on Friday. Thanks so
much. God bless.
God bless you, too. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoy our interviews with William Grieg. I know I always do. Well, this is the time when I need to first to suggest to our listeners that we're moving into very difficult times. Whether this is just going to be something temporary or something of major magnitude, I frankly don't know. But it certainly should crystallize your realization that you have to make arrangements for uncertain times. What would happen if they begin quarantining people in their homes, or you were afraid to go out to buy food, afraid to go to the grocery store because you'd come in contact with other people who might carry a deadly disease? Well, certainly if you have not yet laid in your supply of long-term storage food, do not put it out. We put out literally thousands of catalogs, and it's amazing how few people really seem to be able to motivate themselves to begin to make plans in case they couldn't get food. So if you'd like to get the Berkey catalogs, catalogs for Ready Reserve foods, we are certainly work there as an agent. They have discount food, and we use them ourselves. We think they do a great job. And David Sibley, the fellow in charge of that's been with us for a long time, and he's got all sorts of new projects and new programs and new products coming out. So if you'd like to get the catalog, or you already have a catalog, use it. If you don't have a catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you don't have your Berkey water filter, either your big Berkey or your Berkey Light, why don't put off getting it if you'd like to get a catalog of the health food products that you should have on hand. Because you're going to need everything you can to keep up your immunity, or we'll be glad to send you the catalog, or if you have the catalog, put in the order. But right now, let me suggest something that I take whenever I'm not feeling well, I feel like I'm coming down with a bug, and that's called Allobiotic, and there's simply a combination of garlic and oil of oregano and elderberry juice and a couple of other products and a little of blue tablet. And I take a couple of those, and then I take 5,000 units of vitamin D, and it does a great job. So yeah, I take those about every 4 hours until I get feeling better, and then, of course, I put them aside. Of course, what you want to do is specifically avoid sugars because this lowers your immune system. But you need vitamin D. That 5,000 units is important. And then you want to have large doses of vitamin C, and then, of course, the allobiotic. And you take that every 4 hours or so until you're getting to feel better. Don't put off laying at a supply so you have these things at home. Again, the product is Allobiotic, and then the 5,000 unit vitamin C, which is a high dose, but it actually stimulates your immune system, and there's many scientific studies that suggest that, and vitamin C as well. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll want to get some of the items we have on what's going on. Certainly, if you haven't read my treatise on population control, it's called The Population Control Adrenal Monograph. I was interested this weekend up on the Internet. And you know, I'm seeing this thing about the population control agenda and that monograph. I went to see it, and it was my monograph. Somebody had simply taken it and put it up on the Internet. So you can find it there. But if you can't, give us a call, and we'll be glad to get you one. If you get any of our other products, if you haven't seen our great new 4-CD set on the deadly assassins, you need to get it. The new DVD on vaccines and on brain development, and then our great new 4-CD set, Vaccine Update. Be careful of the vaccines. You never can tell what's in them. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes...